Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
Tell you, Wally, I'll be the only character in Mayfield High with an FM radio in his car.
Boy, FM, that's really neat.
Yeah, I got the idea from a Rock Hudson movie.
I tell you, when you're out on a date and you turn on the Beethoven, man, the girls really think you're an operator.
Yeah, Eddie, I guess when you're out on a date, you need all the help you can get.
Look, Junior, who let you out of your sandbox? Hey, Wally, why don't you come on over to my house? I got all the tools over there. We can install this little gym in a couple of hours.
Yeah, sure. I'm not doing anything.
Do you want to come along, Beaver?
Gee, Eddie, you're asking me?
Sure. I love you, old buddy. You're all right, Charlie.
Besides, you're the only one small enough to get underneath the dash and hook up all the wires.
Sure, come along, Beav. You'll get some fun out of it, too.
Okay. Say thanks for inviting me, you guys.
Beaver!
Well, yes, Mom?
Beaver, where are you going?
I'm going over to Eddie's house to help him and Wally put in a radio.
Honey, you promised me an hour ago you'd go to the store for me. I've got the list all made out here for you.
Well, can't you do it, Mom?
No, I've made a hairdressing appointment.
Oh, well, I'll do it later.
Beaver, look, you promised me you'd go. I want you to go now, and I don't want to hear any more complaints. Come on.
Yes, Mom.
I'm sure he doesn't mean to be so difficult, Mrs. Cleaver. It's just that he's at the age where he doesn't realize how important it is to keep a promise.
Yes, Eddie.
As a matter of fact, we'll be only too happy to drop him at the store on our way to my house. Then the little fellow could walk back. Hey, Beef, didn't your mother ever hear about the child labor laws?
Come on, Eddie, lay off him.
What do you mean? The kid's being exploited. This kind of thing went out with Oliver Twist.
It only took us an hour to install the radio in Eddie's car. And boy, is it neat.
You ought to hear it, Beef.
Then we went for a ride to try it out, over bumps and everything. Eddie was listening to Mozart and Brahms and all those guys.
Since when has Eddie been interested in classical music?
He's taking music appreciation at school. It gives him 2 extra units and saves him from flunking trigonometry again. Boy, it's too bad you couldn't have come, Beef. It was really neat.
Some fun I had spending the whole afternoon in the supermarket.
You know, this radio of Eddie sounds like something quite expensive.
Well, gee, no, Dad, it's real cheap. Only $7 a month.
Well, for how many months?
Well, gee, Eddie didn't tell me that.
Beaver, thank you for getting the groceries for me. But you didn't get any of those little chocolate frosted cookies you like so much.
They weren't in the list.
Oh, well, you could have gotten them anyway.
I just wanted to do what I was told.
Well, I'll get you some tomorrow. The package is heavy to carry?
They were heavy, but I managed. Hey, Dad, remember that paper I wrote for social studies?
No, which one, Beaver?
Well, you ought to remember it. You helped me with the topic, our dwindling natural resources.
Oh, yeah. What did you say?
Well, they're dwindling.
Big deal.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty good paper. It got me 3rd highest mark in the class.
You did? Well, congratulations, Beaver.
Thanks, Dad.
You got a good mark. That's fine, Beaver.
Dad, what's that country nation that used to be called one thing and now it's called something else?
Oh, let me see, Beaver.
Isn't it Thailand?
Thank you, Mother. Can I go upstairs and get washed up for dinner?
Of course.
I'll be right down, Dad.
You notice Beaver?
What about him?
Don't you think he was acting strangely?
Well, only did he seem very polite. Well, you know, Molly, I think it's wonderful that Eddie's interested in classical music. But you better tell him to keep up those payments. The finance company just might come along and repossess his whole cultural background.
Boy, you sure are funny, Dad.
Thank you, Beaver. Your mother doesn't always appreciate my jokes. I'm glad you do.
I guess I have a sense of humor. Here you are, dear. No thanks, Mother.
Mashed potatoes, your favorite.
I don't happen to be hungry.
Well, I happen to be hungry enough for both of us.
Are you looking for something, Dad?
Yeah, the salt, please. Thank you.
Would you like the pepper? Perhaps a little more gravy.
No, thank you.
Beaver, I'd like some gravy, please. Thank you.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Mom, what's for dessert?
Apple pie.
Oh, good. Can I have mine a la mode?
I guess so. How about you, Beaver?
I'll have mine on a la mode. Dad, would you like me to take the salad dishes out to the kitchen?
Okay, June?
Yes, I'm through.
You can take Mother's plate, Wally.
There is something wrong with him.
Who?
Beaver, haven't you noticed the way he's been behaving?
I thought he was in very good spirits.
Honey, didn't you notice? He wouldn't take the potatoes from me. When you offered them, he was delighted.
Well, dear, I've always had sort of a way with potatoes.
All right, Beav, so Mom made you go and get the groceries. You don't have to be sore about it.
I'm not sore.
Come on, don't try to kid me. You're sore and you're paying Mom off by giving her the big freeze and playing up to Dad.
I am not. I just like talking to Dad better. He's more interesting.
Come off it, Beav. Anyway, it's not Mom's fault, it's your fault. You promised to get the groceries. Now you're sunken about it. What, are you trying to be a junior Eddie Haskell or something?
Listen, I know better than you whether I'm sulking or not.
Baloney.
Well, Beaver, I see you're in bed already.
Yeah, Beaver's in bed. I'm studying.
Are you warm enough? Would you like another blanket?
No, thank you, Mother.
Well, there's one right here in the closet. I'd be happy to get it for you.
No, I'm perfectly comfortable. 20 blankets make me sweat. Perspire.
Well, good night, Wally.
Good night, Mom.
See you in the morning, huh?
I suppose I'll be here in the morning.
You know something, Beaver?
What?
You're sickening.
Well, you still awake, Beaver?
I was just thinking, Dad.
Oh, what about?
Oh, things. Like that football game you took us to. Boy, that was sure neat, Dad. And then you took us out to dinner. We all had such a wonderful time.
Well, Beaver, that was a year ago.
I know, Dad. Boy, I'll never forget it.
Well, good night. Sure you're warm enough?
Maybe I could use another blanket. There's one in the closet. Remember when I was little, Dad? You used to tuck me in every night? Boy, those were the good old days, weren't they?
Yeah, I suppose so. Good night, Wally.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Dad. And sleep real well.
You give him a blanket and he's delighted. I even mention it and he'll perspire all night.
June. Well, dear, I'm surprised at you.
What about?
Well, getting upset just because Beaver decided to pay me a little extra attention.
Well,
You're sure doing a neat job, Dad.
Well, it's easy. All you have to do is take your time.
I'm taking my time, and look, it's all full of waves. Dad, did you ever think of becoming a regular painter? You know, people and bowls of fruit and stuff.
No, Beaver, I'm afraid that's not one of my talents.
You sure have a lot of them.
What's that?
Well, talents. You know a lot about cars. Well, you can help me with my homework, and you can fix just about anything around the house.
You know, Beaver, I'm glad that you think so much of my talents, but...
But what, Dad?
Well, we're coming along pretty well out here. Maybe you should go in and see if you can help your mother.
I don't think so, Dad. Well, she's making lunch, and she wouldn't want me breathing on the food.
Well, then, go in and ask your mother for a couple of rags, will you? I think we're going to need them.
Rags? Oh, sure, Dad.
What are you doing, Beaver?
Helping Dad.
Wait a minute. What are you looking for?
Don't bother. I can find it.
Well, Beaver, you're making a terrible mess.
Gee, I'm only trying to help Dad. I'll put it all back later.
Beaver, I...
You think you can spare these for us, Mother?
I can spare them.
Dad, you have such sensitive hands, you should have been a surgeon.
But everything looks so nice. Beaver, the table looks just beautiful.
It's full of lumps and streaks. You just haven't looked good.
Well, anyway, lunch is ready.
Well, I guess that about does it here. We can let these surfaces dry and then turn them over and finish up.
I'll soak the brushes for you, Dad.
Ward, now this is just getting ridiculous. Beaver's no more behaving like himself, and you can't tell me that he is.
No, he isn't, dear. For some reason, he's playing up to me and ignoring you. Do you have any idea why?
Well, I think it all started when I made him go for the groceries, and he wanted to go with Eddie and Wally.
Oh. Well, I'm going to have a talk with him. We can't have him going around here sulking, and I'm not going to have him behaving this way with you.
No, Ward, I don't want you to say anything to him. You know, he's only going to resent it if you force him to be nice to me.
You know, I guess I was so slow catching on because it just isn't like Beaver to act this way.
Did you ever try anything like this with your parents?
Not very often. My father would take me for a little walk to the tool shed. It was amazing how just looking at that tool shed would take all the rebellion out of me.
Well, I hope this works itself out before it gets to that stage.
Well, we'll give it a chance, but if it doesn't work, I'm afraid I'm going to have to fall back on that tool shed psychology.
Six you've won in a row, Dad.
No, Beaver. Just five.
Five? Oh, I thought it was six. Do you want to play again, Dad? Do you?
No, I think that's enough for today, Beav. There's something I've been wanting to talk to you about.
Yes, Dad?
Well, now, I just beat you five games of checkers, and you took it very well. You're a good loser.
I wouldn't get sore, Dad, no matter how many times you beat me.
Yes, well, I think it's fine that you're a good loser at checkers, Beaver. But there are lots of other times in life when you have to be a good loser, too. Do you understand?
Well, sure, Dad. The other day, Gilbert beat me at tennis, and I didn't squawk, even though the guts were sprung in my racket.
Well, I wasn't just referring to games, Beaver. You have to learn to be a good sport around the house, too.
Well, yeah, Dad, I know that.
Well, Beaver?
Hey, Dad. Can I borrow your tools?
Just a minute, Wally. Well, Beaver, you better go out and check the paint. It may be just about time for another coat.
You bet, Dad.
Yeah, what is it, Wally?
Well, Eddie just drove up. He called and said he hit a bump and his FM set isn't working anymore. I thought maybe I could help him fix it.
All right, just be sure you put the tools back when you're through.
Say, Dad, as long as Beaver's not listening and Mom's out in the kitchen, there's something I think you ought to know.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's about Beaver. He's been acting, well, kind of different lately. What he's been doing is to give Mom the brush off and play up to you.
Was that so?
Yeah, and the reason is because Mom made him go to the store yesterday when he wanted to go with Eddie and me. Him acting like this is what they call in psychology a juvenile reaction.
Well, thank you, Wally. But both your mother and I are aware of his attitude, and we're handling it in our own way.
Gee, Dad, you mean you know what's going on?
Yes, Wally, strange as it may seem, there are parents who sometimes do know what's going on.
Yeah, sure. Oh, well, I guess I better go talk to Eddie.
Dad's new table. Ouch. We'll do something like you used to do, Mom.
Well, honey, come on. Hold still. Let me see it.
My whole hand is burning. Well, I think the stinger's still in there.
Yes, it is.
Ouch.
Here, let me put something on it. How is it now?
It feels a lot better. Boy, you sure are good at fixing stuff, Mom.
Sometimes.
Well, that time when I sprained my ankle, you knew to put ice on it. How'd you know that, Mom?
Oh, Beaver, when you have two boys in the family, you get to be a regular Dr. Ben Casey.
Boy, that's pretty funny, Mom.
Is it?
Yeah. You know, when Whitey gets hurt, his mother never makes jokes. She just hollers at him. Mom?
Yes, Beaver?
The other day you hollered at me about those groceries. I mean, you were mad at me.
Yes, Beaver? I was annoyed.
It's funny. When somebody gets mad at you, then you get mad at them, and you try to do stuff that'll even make them madder. Why is that, Mom?
Beaver, I guess it's just human nature.
When you say it's human nature, does that mean everybody feels that way?
Practically everybody.
Even a goofy kid? Because ever since I couldn't go over to Eddie's, I've been trying to do stuff to heckle you.
I know it, Beaver.
You know it? Who told you?
Nobody. I just guessed.
How?
Well, Beaver, I'm your mother. I don't always know what goes on in your head, but if you're hurt or unhappy, then I don't even have to guess.
Why not?
Because I'm hurt and unhappy, too.
You mean right away?
Almost right away.
Without me even saying anything?
Baby, you don't have to say anything. What, when you were a baby, you couldn't talk. You couldn't tell me if you were cold or hungry or you had a pain. But I always knew. And somehow, well, that just never changes.
You know, Mom, sometimes when I get home from school and a teacher yelled at me or I had a fight with some of the kids or something, well, you'll give me an extra sort of look when I come in the door. Is that what you mean?
Yes, Beaver.
Well, can fathers do it?
Yes.
I think mothers do it better than fathers do. I'm not mad at you anymore, Mom.
Well, that's fine, Beaver. That makes me very happy.
You know something, Mom?
What?
I'm lucky that bee stung me. What do you want these, Mom?
Right there, honey.
Well, I think I'll go up and do my homework. Tomorrow for history, we have Robert E. Lee. What was his father's name?
Beaver, I wouldn't have any idea.
Henry Lighthorse Harry Lee.
Boy, you sure know your history, Dad. But Mom knows a lot about other things. Well, good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night, son.
Night, Beaver. Well, everything worked out fine. You didn't have to make a big issue out of it.
No? But where would you have been without that bee?
Well, something else would have come along. He would have had a pain in his stomach in the middle of the night, or couldn't find his socks, or needed clean underwear. There are all kinds of earth-shaking things that happen to bring a mother and her children closer together.
Hey, Wally, guess what? I'm not mad at Mom anymore.
Oh, good. You mean you finally decided to stop acting like a creep?
Yeah, that was really dumb of me. But I'm glad I made up with her. And the good thing is, Dad will never know I was mad at her.
You kidding? Boy, you were about that far from having Dad clobber you.
No fooling? Boy, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have been such a wise guy.
Yeah, well, you gotta stop being a wise guy about a lot of things. You can't get away with being a kid anymore.
Yeah. I guess I should have known I was in trouble. They started calling me by my last name in school.
Beaver's not out of trouble yet.
He's just a kid.
Yeah, I'm just a kid.
So stay tuned. There's another episode of Leave It to Beaver ahead here on TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning.